Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sports Underline. We are back. We are back. We're happy to be back. Troy.
I'm back!
Yes, you are. It's a Friday, one of my favorite days of the week. To talk sports, too.
I haven't been on here since LeBron decided to go to L.A. Yo, 2020 Lakers.
No.
Could it be 2019? Because they're going to pull something out of their behind to make their statement. Going against the Warriors, who now have Boogie.
Yeah, I have to get to that because a lot of people have really pissed me off with the Boogie Cousins going to Golden State, saying that they're not going to watch the league. I want you guys to hear me out. Here's the number 949-270-5945. If you guys disagree, Troy, I'll get your opinion in a minute. But I have to say this. Boogie Cousins being on Golden State does not mean Golden State's going to automatically win. They were already the favorite anyway. But them getting Boogie Cousins just assures me that, okay, no other team wanted Boogie Cousins, first off, because he didn't get offered a contract. Don't call in and give me the Pelicans offering it. That was, when he first got hurt, he declined it because he wanted big money. He wanted to see if he can get more money. But then he realized, hey, no team wanted to sign him. And then the Pelicans even took the offer off the table. So now the Dubs, the only team that said, okay, you know what? Let's sign him. But guess what? You guys forgot he has an Achilles injury? He's a big fella. Let's not forget that. This guy is only going to make $5 million chump change. Now, this is the only year he's going to take that. He's going to get a big contract, especially if he does come back and show that he can play with that Achilles. Well, coming back from the Achilles injury, a team will be able to sign him and to a big contract. So, you know, for those that's like, okay, I'm not going to watch the league. Okay, first off, JaVale McGee's not there. Iguodala's old. I know I tried to tell you that. Okay, Golden State's going to, but they're injured. Kevin Durant, he's injury away. He's been out for weeks at a time. He came back last year in the playoffs. It was phenomenal. It was remarkable because I thought he was going to be semi-messed up coming into the playoffs off of injury, and he balled out. Steph Curry's ankle injury away from being done, pretty much. And, you know, Klay Thompson, I mean, this is the last year. This is the last year for Golden State to really do something. Can they three-peat? I don't know. We don't know that. Because, yeah, the Lakers have LeBron James. Who knows what's going to happen? I'll get to the Lakers, too, in a minute. But I want to get on this Boogie Cousins situation real quick. Only because... Say that again.
I said, well, you got to let me tackle it before you move on.
Yes, I'm not even done yet. Because it's just this notion that, okay, this isn't fair. How can you let... Golden State do this. Yeah, I joked around about it, about David Stern and the Chris Paul, the Lakers thing. Okay, first off, they signed Boogie Cousins. That was a trade, so let's not even mention that. For those that want to call in and say anything about it, let's not. And the chat room is open, Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. I will read them off if I get any, if you dare, or if you dare to call in. Now, back to Boogie Cousins and Golden State, because, you know, Golden State, they do have young talent. They do have Jordan Bale. They just got Kevin Looney back. They re-signed him, so that's good. I like Looney. I think he had himself a decent year last year. I'm not going to say he's a bum. I'm not going to do all of that. But they are going to miss JaVale McGee. They really are, especially, and they play small ball. I mean, Jordan Bill has to get a lot of PT, and you're talking about also with Boogie Cousins, his attitude. Y'all know his attitude. Will he be able to handle being on a team where he's not going to play a lot of minutes? Because even if he does come back healthy, he ain't playing 30-plus minutes. Because they're not going to play back-to-the-basket, you know, basketball. No, they're not going to do that. That's not their game plan. They have been successful playing small ball. Them getting Boogie Cousins, Boogie Cousins should be very happy about this. Because now he's on a team. He has a chance to get a ring. And he don't have to do nothing. He don't have to do much. He doesn't. So, I'm just trying to figure out here. What's the issue? Golden State, they're still Golden State. They have those other, well, the other four guys, I should say. Everybody want to say the best starting five in NBA history. Sorry, I can't say that. I can't. Video game-wise, yeah, they'd be the best, you know, because they're going to be unstoppable in a video game. They really are. But outside of that, I mean, I don't know. I can't call it. You have four players who any given night can get you 20-plus. And I'm not even going to say Draymond ain't trying to score. Now, he could. I think he could, but you know, he's not trying to. He's going to dish the ball.
Well, if you thought he didn't have to now, I mean, then you damn sure better believe that he really doesn't have to now with Boogie. I mean, I listened to your two cents on the Boogie Cousin thing, but I actually agree with you, Devontae, for the simple fact the Pelicans did pull the offer off the table. And though it is stated now that after he signed the Golden State Warriors for chump change, the veterans minimum, basically $5.3 million, that the Lakers did have a deal for Cousins and could have got him, but did not want to wait for him to heal for his injury. Because as you know, any team that LeBron James is on is in a must-now-win mode. The guy is 33 years old, going on 34. I'm pretty sure he'll be 34 in October. He's not getting any younger. So guess what? These guys are going to try and compete, you know, for a championship. I don't know who they're going to get, what they're going to give up, or how they're going to make that happen. But like you said earlier, we'll get to the Lakers later on. We're focusing on DeMarcus Cousins right now. And Boogie is a great piece for the Golden State Warriors. Yes, it was a steal, but it was a steal for the Golden State Warriors to make if nobody's going to offer him anything. Yes, the Pelicans did offer it, but they took it off the table because he wanted the bag. He wanted to test free agency. Now, knowing that he was injured, he knew he probably wouldn't get that bag, so he took what he could get, and why not take a chance to get a championship ring with the defending champions? I mean, you have Stephen Curry, you have Klay Thompson, you have Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, Blaze Ski, you know what I'm saying? Adding you to that mix is great, but a lot of people are forgetting that he's not going to come back until maybe late December or mid-February. That's an Achilles, man, which you just stated. Not an easy injury to come back from. And who knows how he plays through that, if he can still play at that, you know, high-caliber level on both sides of the court. Of course, he's going to have to ball out to prove that he can still play to get that big contract elsewhere, because this is only a one-year deal. Maybe he resigns with the Golden State Warriors. Too far ahead to think about. Really not thinking about it. All I see is this is an opportunity for him to show that he can still ball, to make money, and to get a championship ring on top of that. With that being said, I'm not mad at DeMarcus Cousins. I'm not mad at the Golden State Warriors. Hell, Draymond Green recruited them, and Golden State management and Steve Kerr had to sign off on it. Who wouldn't pass up a chance to sign a big man of his caliber for just 1 year, $5.3 million? Anybody could have did it. Nobody wanted to wait. I don't know why, but hell, the Golden State Warriors said, why not? How could you be mad at that? I was kind of mad that the Lakers passed on it, because I'm saying, well, you have JaVale McGee. That's a great pickup. The Warriors will miss his athleticism, his defensive presence, especially he had good minutes as a big on the bench. I will say that. They will miss him. But you upgraded to DeMarcus Cousins, who, if he can come back and help this team, which I don't really think needs that much help, Devontae. You got Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. But he can come back and help this team in many more ways than JaVale McGee ever could on both ends of the court. But with that being said, it's a great pickup for the Lakers. But getting mad at the Warriors for signing DeMarcus Cousins, saying, talking about canceling the season. I was mad when I first found out about it. But as the report started to roll in, I could understand, well, how it happened or why it happened. I really couldn't be mad anymore. But with that being said, DeMarcus Cousins will not be back until December, February. We don't even know how he's going to play. Like you stated before, the Golden State Warriors didn't need much help to begin with. and at Boogie just, you know, sent the whole NBA world, just flipped it upside on his head for whatever reason. But with that being said, I don't have a problem with it, Devontae. Like I said, I agree with you completely. Now, where he's going after that, I don't know. What I have a problem with is all the criticism, because the same people saying that they're not going to watch the NBA this year will be watching it. Am I ecstatic about it? No. Do I want to see another Golden State championship? No. 9 times out of 10, is it going to happen? Probably yes. There you have it. What more can you say?
You know that Achilles injuries are just so bad. Like, I mean, you've seen it, you know, from a lot of NBA players. You look at Brandon Jennings, Chauncey Billups, Kobe Bryant, Virgil, and then there's some other guys, you know, Xavier Hinrichs, you know, Pierre Jackson, Jeff Taylor, you know, guys that, you know, real NBA fans would know. And, you know, and it's just a lot of guys face these big injuries, you know, they can't come back from. You've seen Elton Brand, who was a monster. And you've even seen Grant Hill. I mean, it wasn't an Achilles, Grant Hill situation, but still. I mean, this injury is just so, so tough to come back from. And this guy is bigger. This guy is big. He's played in the NBA, you know, for 7-8 years. He's played on a bad team. So, I mean, it's good for him to finally play on the team. He's never seen playoffs. He's never seen game one of a playoff series. Would have been this year, but he did get hurt. So, you know, now it's going to be interesting, you know, come when 2019, you know, starts. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So for those that want to get on a Boogie situation, call 949-270-5945. I will get to, let's get to the Lakers. I am excited. Being a Laker fan, for those that are new, that don't know, I am a Lakers fan. I've been a Lakers fan since Kobe and Shaq got together, and it has been Laker Nation since then. I've never gotten off bandwagon. I am happy for Troy's guy, LeBron James, to be a part of the Lakers team. And he did mention the 2020. Now, I've said that was the year the Lakers are going to go to the finals at least. But I do think they will win in 2020. They will make it there. Team that. I am guaranteeing that.
You sound like LeVar Ball, man.
Yeah. I mean, I know I do. But, I mean, I've been saying this since before everybody even knew LeVar Ball was and all this stuff. I have been believing this because I felt like when you get to the 90s, when they got to the 90s, they did go, but they lost. 2000, they won. And 2010, they went and won. This is where they get it done in 2020. Every 10 years, it seems like something happens for the Lakers. Their championship team, their dynasty, their franchise, I should say. Not a dynasty, a franchise, we'll see. LeBron is there for the next 3 years at least, because I think he's going to leave and eventually go back to Cleveland. I think that's the right move. I would hope so. I don't want to be on here 3 years from now and talking about how LeBron decides not to go back home in his career in Cleveland. So, yeah, that's my theory on that. I mean, how do you feel on LeBron going to Lakers straight? That's your guy. I really want to see what you got to say. For real.
Well, you're more excited than I am for the simple fact this is your team. Give me 1 second. I just have to throw this away. I don't want all the noise in the background to, you know, mess up the show.
Okay, well, while he goes, throw something away. LeBron definitely is this is probably a wasted year of the Lakers in the free agency, period. Because when they signed Lance Stephenson, they signed Rondo. You know, my issue with the Rondo signing is,
all right, I'm back.
Why are people talking so bad about Lonzo Ball? Like,
I'm
gonna
kill that.
Play the same way. Like Lonzo, yeah, we know he. Now I think Lonzo can shoot, because he's shown it. He's shown that he can shoot. Like Rondo, we know that he can't shoot. Like he's horrible. No one's gonna discredit Rondo for being a part of the Lakers. But they're gonna be like, okay, Wise, like they need to get rid of Lonzo because he just doesn't fit. How in the world does Rondo fit if Bron wants the ball? Why can't Bron play off the ball?
I got
ball?
You.
Go ahead. I
got
need
you.
Answer.
I got you. Okay, first, how I feel about LeBron James going to Los Angeles. I think I narrowed it down to those two. And I know people were saying, no, he's going to Philly. He's going to go to Houston to play with Chris Paul, maybe San Antonio, Greg Popovich. Definitely not going to Golden State. That would just ruin his career, his legacy, blah, blah, blah. I said he's either going to stay in Cleveland or he's going to go out west to Los Angeles. And the reason why I was happy for it, I'm going to tell you that I'm happy for him, obviously, for making this decision. But I'm more excited about him putting rumors to rest. Like, oh, he'd never get back to the Western Conference. He'd never get to the Western Conference Finals or back to the Finals from the West. I want him to derail that theory. He can't hang with the competition in the West. East is weak. I want him to crush those theories. So, yeah, I'm happy. Him going to the Lakers, all the history, championship team. You know, you think of Baylor, Kareem, Magic, Shaq, Kobe, all those guys. And not to mention he's one of the guys who left in free agency or traded, got traded to the Lakers. I don't want him to be the only Laker, you know, Kareem, Shaq, you know, not to win a championship when he went there. So, of course, I want the Lakers to win a championship, whether it's this year or next year, 2020, 2019, 2021, whatever. You only got 3 years. Well, 4 years with an option. So, yeah, 3 years. So, first off, I just got to say that I'm happy. I can say I called it, but I'm not going to too much gloat on that. I think everybody else could have called it as well. And it's how he didn't really meet with Philly. Shot down rumors about Houston. And I don't think he would have went to San Antonio, not with the state of chaos that they've been in with Kawhi Leonard. But with that being said, that's how I feel about LeBron James going to L.A. So we're going to shake hands, Devontae. We're actually going to agree and defend. Now you have to deal with what I have to deal with. We're defending this man, but you still might trash him. I don't know. But we're frenemies right now because he's a Laker. So you and Darrell can rejoice. But on the other hand, Lonzo Ball. I'm going to tell you why people hate Lonzo Ball so much. And it's really not his fault. You know why. It's because of his father, man. Lonzo Ball, even at UCLA, was a pass-first point guard. He could shoot. He has a bit of a jumper, even though it's not the prettiest thing to look at from time to time. But like you said, at least that he can shoot. He has the potential to become a knockdown shooter, or at least that guy that can hit a shot when he's wide open. And you know he's going to be wide open plenty with LeBron James on his team and people saying that he can't shoot. He's a better shooter than Rondo. And if you actually look at the Rondo interview today, he was actually excited to help a player like Lonzo Ball grow in areas he thinks he can become elite at. He says he has a very IQ at the age of 20, and he can't wait to help him out as much as possible. Lonzo Ball can shoot. He's only going to grow. He's 20 years old, Devontae. People are saying that his camp leaked the knee injury so he wouldn't be traded for a Damian Lillard or whatever these other rumors are. I think that's horse shit. I'm happy that Lonzo is here to stay. And I hope the distraction of LeVar Ball doesn't implode in this Lakers locker room because you know that he runs off at the mouth. But I'm happy Rondo's here. I'm happy Lonzo is still here. And I'm happy the team that LeBron James has with young stars or future stars like Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma. I'm happy that they got a defensive anchor, even though he has his share of F-ups in JaVale McGee. Lance Stephenson is probably the only question mark that I have with this team. But, hey, Lance is Lance. You know what I'm saying? He dishes the ball. He can score and find his own basket. Lance going to be Lance. He's going to irritate the other stars' best players. So now you don't have to go out to LeBron no more. Hey, go piss KD or get somebody else ejected or something. I don't know. Then you have a born leader in Rajon Rondo. So what other moves do they make next? I don't know. Rumors about Kawhi Leonard, I can't believe I'm not even worried about Kawhi Leonard coming there. Now his report saying that he'd rather be on the Clippers than the Lakers because no other star wants to play with LeBron James. Whether it's true or not, I could care less. If he comes, woohoo. If he doesn't, oh well. If I'm the Lakers, I wouldn't be trying to trade any of my young talent for Kawhi Leonard anyway. Due to the injury and the fact that the way he's trying to leave the San Antonio Spurs. If you really want him, then just wait a year. He's going to be a free agent anyway. Let him sit out the rest of the year with San Antonio, or let him play in San Antonio. Hey, Tony Parker's going to Charlotte. Greg Popovich is a great coach. Why don't you want to be there? I don't know. It's your love for L.A., I guess. Go play with the Clippers, man. I really do not care at this point. I really don't. LeBron James is with the Lakers. I like the youth and the young talent and the direction that the team is headed for. Let's see what they can do. What's up with all the damn buzzers, man? I really do feel that way about Kawhi Leonard. I really don't care if he comes to the Lakers or not. It's just how I thought we was going to have PG and LeBron. That didn't work out. I thought they was going to sign DeMarcus Cousins. That didn't work out. We're still talking about this Kawhi Leonard thing. I'm just sick of it.
At the end of the day,
even if it did, I just really don't care. I tell you, like, you can stay with San Antonio, you can go to the Clippers, or you can go wherever they send you to. Because at the end of the day, they ultimately have that decision. They can send you to Charlotte with Tony Parker if they want to, for God's sakes. It's just so irritating that this is the piece that we're waiting for to fall. And don't get me started about the Carmelo Anthony thing. Go to Houston, bro. Oh, no, he can play with LeBron James and LA. Why does that make me cringe? Why?
I don't know. If you guys don't know yet, Melo, he's out of his contract now, okay, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, he bought him out.
Yeah, he bought him out. So,
all fingers are pointing at Houston, though, just to be perfectly honest.
It's really, I think it's between Houston and the Lakers. I'm honestly
Go to Houston.
I would go.
He should have went to Houston in the first place.
Yeah, he should have, but see.
Or Portland. Houston or Portland is where I thought he was going to go, but the Knicks was like, oh, hell no.
I think I'll surprise you when I say this. I think he should go back to Denver. I think he should go to Denver. I know he wanted out of Denver.
Oh, man, you one of those sentimental people. He forced a trade from there. I don't know. Was it because of Carl?
But look, this
he successfully Kawhi Leonard himself out of the situation.
Denver is really going nowhere. I mean, and he was just gonna get paid, and he got paid in New York, whatever. So,
I mean, I like Denver. You know how I feel about that young talent there, especially when they got my boy Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Steph Murray
and Gary Harris. Steph Murray, that boy got a jumper, bro. Yeah. Man, go ahead.
So I think Denver, going back there, will really put Denver into the playoffs. You know, I think it'll be really tough to take one of those teams out. Even the Pelicans, I think, would still be tough. I think them getting Julius Randle is huge. But Melo going to Denver, you're over there with Jokic. You just got a new contract. He's really good on the player. We already know this stuff. We know about Barton. We know Harris, you know, Murray. They have very good players on this team. Yeah, you add Melo to the mix, I think it'll be huge. You know, they need some other small forward anyway. I mean, there was Chandler, but I mean, who else? I mean, what else would they do?
I thought Wilson Chandler was a 76er, but.
Wilson Chandler with the 76. But
I'm about to say, like, huh?
Yeah, because I forgot.
Barton
over there, he did go to Philly. Because I said
that was a good
deal. I did talk about that earlier this week with somebody. Yeah,
a lot of people were saying that they only got Wilson Chandler for the simple fact that they were going to try to use him as trade bait to try and pry Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs, but I can only imagine if the Spurs are asking for Brandon Ingram, Kuzma, Josh Hart, and two future first-round draft picks, I can only imagine what they're asking from Philly, which, once again, I think is stupid because he's a free agent next year. I'm not giving you all that, and even if we do trade for him, guess what? He could walk next year. I'm not giving you my youth, my talent for 1 year, a one-year rental. Spurs is high.
Yeah,
they're very high right now.
I'm telling you, Kawhi, I get Kawhi to the Clippers. I think it's crazy, but
We don't even have to.
I have to. I just have to. Look,
I'm tired of the Kawhi talk.
I hate it too. Yeah, it's getting crazy.
My
He's one of my favorite players.
Like,
so I have to do it for my sake.
Yeah, well, talk to your boy.
I gotta do it. Yeah, but anyway, Melo goes to Denver, I think that would be very good. And Houston, I think it'd be good too because they don't have Ariza. I think it'd be perfect for him because Ariza is over there.
I mean, they're definitely not about to start Joe Johnson.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
Or Luke,
he's still got to get a contract. So I mean, I don't know.
Well, they do still have PJ Tucker now. They can actually decently pay him since Ariza is gone.
Tucker, yeah, I like him a lot, but I think Houston just
went
down.
But you still take a chance to get Melo.
You have to get
Melo, Chris Paul, and James
have
Harden.
Because that Chris Paul contract was crap. Why would you pay Chris Paul then? I wouldn't have done it.
Well, that was the Clippers' original deal. They traded for that.
No, he was a free
agent.
No,
just hear me out. It was.
It was a free agent.
They give him that money, though. They were going to give him that much, though.
4 years for the higher. It was a 160? He's basically getting, we're close.
But it was 175.
He's getting $40 million a year. Just about. That was
4 years, $40 million a year?
He's getting $40 million.
At his age?
At his age.
I mean, he's not LeBron. And LeBron is only getting what? LeBron is getting what? 154? With the option? So.
What option? Yeah, whatever. I don't know
what's your option.
I mean, Houston, are you in the house? Houston, are you listening in? Because, I mean, I know you guys are rejoicing, but for what? You guys just downgraded on your roster, and you better get Melo. People are already saying, okay, Melo, he's a cancer to the team, but he's going to make your team better.
Let me ask you this, man. Because you're saying they downgraded. Houston is not a top three team in the Western Conference?
Nope. Won't say it.
Are you serious?
Very serious. It's going to be Golden State, Lakers,
boy.
And OKC.
Houston will not be there.
Houston's not in the top three, no. Can't say it.
I mean, Jesus, it's hard for me
can't
to just
they
catapult
really
OKC. It's hard for me to catapult OKC up there right now simply after just re-signing Paul George because we've seen what that team could do with Russell and Paul George with Carmelo. They only got one more win than they did from, what, Russell Westbrook getting his first double-double the whole season, averaging a double-double. You get, add those two stars and you only win one more game. You went from 58 wins to 59 wins with Melo and Paul George. Now they're top three and they couldn't get past your Jazz.
Yeah, Utah's not
come on,
top
bro.
Three. Utah would probably be ahead of Houston.
I never said Utah was top three, but Houston won the West last year. They should have beaten Golden State this last year for the championship, Western Conference championship.
I'm sorry. LeBron
now they're
football,
just
they
not a
top
three team in the West.
No, they're not. I can't say that. They're probably not even
let me ask
one.
You this then. Let me ask you this then. Did the Lakers getting LeBron James boot them out the top three, or did OKC boot them out the top three? Because OKC done let us down for the last 2 years now. So which was it? LeBron going
both
west?
Teams
both teams kicked Houston out of the top three.
Yeah.
Oh, Devontae, I hope you're right. That's all I'm going to
say. I'm telling you, man. Like, James Harden got the average 40. For them to even be in the top three.
You said that last year, and they still got number one seed in the West.
He was the leading scorer in the whole league.
Oh,
and they had Trevor
God.
Ariza. They had Bob Mute. They had Clint Capella. Why none of those
they
guys?
They still got all those guys besides.
They don't
Trevor
have
Ariza. I really don't know what's going to happen.
Luke
I
and
really
Bob
don't know what's going to happen to Clint Capella.
So is Clint Capella. Because Clint Capella could go to the Lakers. The Lakers smart. They get Clint Capella right
he
now.
He is restricted. They could match that.
Clint Capella could go for more money, and they could go to the Lakers. He could go to the Lakers.
And Lakers going to give him that max contract because, once again, he is restricted. The Rockets can match whatever the Lakers decide to give Clint Capella. And I know you've seen
the
emojis and the sad face when they signed JaVale.
I don't think the Rockets
BS. And if they don't get Melo, of course they're going to sign Luke back. So you're basically just missing one player. You're missing Trevor Ariza.
How much did they just pay Chris Paul? And you already know about James Harden contract. And they still have Eric Gordon contract and Ryan Anderson. And they're paying P.J. Tucker. Trevor Ariza is just $7.5 million. What is that? If Clint Capella could give Clint Capella some money, he could go there. Houston can't do that. They can't dare do that. They just paid Chris Paul that horrible contract.
I would love to see Clint Capella with the Lakers. I love Clint Capella's game. I've been saying that, look, who are the two most underrated centers, I think, that don't get any credit in the Western Conference? Steven Adams and Clint Capella. I feel like they're underrated. I mean, they're like people don't like appreciate how much they do, bro. Like, I love those two centers. I would love to see him on the Lakers with my boy LeBron
with your 2020 Lakers. Ugh, I can't believe I'm actually going to be rooting for the Lakers this year just because Bron. You know what? I ain't rooting for the Lakers. I'm rooting for Bron. So y'all welcome.
It's the same thing you did with Cleveland. You rooted for Bron, then root for Cleveland. Okay, I'm used to it.
No, because I can't. And the new king of Cleveland is now J.R. Henny Swishman.
Yeah, Cleveland's got some things going on over there. Speaking of the East, let's move on to the East. You want to get on the Lakers? Like I said, call us. We're still here. You want to get on Boogie? 949-270-5945. We're still here. Okay. The East. I want to talk to East. I get to Kawhi Leonard, I promise. For you Kawhi Leonard fans like me. I'm trying to figure out who would y'all pick to win the East. I know y'all probably think it's a landslide with Boston Celtics.
I don't think that.
Y'all know I've been, for those that have been listening for the past couple of years, you guys know that I have been Boston Celtics. I've said it. I said they were going to be very good 2 years ago. I said they were going to go to the finals. I said they were going to go to the finals this year, but, of course, the injuries, that didn't happen. And they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, which was, I was like, okay, they can beat Philly. I said the Milwaukee has a chance to beat them, but they didn't do it. And I said Boston can beat Philly. Everybody is so ready to see Philly and Cleveland. And I said, okay, we're not going to respect Boston. They're nobodies. And then they play Cleveland, and, you know, they play well.
Well, I'm going to say this, Devontae. I'm going to say it's a toss-up between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics. I'm not counting the Washington Wizards out, but, hey, I've put my money on them before, and they've proven not to be the greatest decision or situation. But I'm going to say either Philadelphia or Boston has a chance to run the East. Yes, you still have teams like the Washington Wizards, maybe the Toronto Raptors when they figure out their mental health issue block. As far as, there's no LeBron over there. So I'm expecting to see the Raptors try to go off and take this thing. Yes, you still have teams like the Washington Wizards, the Toronto Raptors, and maybe the Milwaukee Bucks. But, hey, Philly, Boston, I would be happy with either one of those teams coming out of the East to fight for a title. I really would. I think Philly has a little bit more growing they need to do. Boston Celtics should have everything that they need from point guard to center to get through the East. So, hey, anybody else going to challenge them, whether it be the Raptors, the Wizards, or the Bucks, I'll be right there watching with my bowl of popcorn. Because the East is literally about to be a war zone. When you're talking about the East, it was who was going to beat LeBron. How was LeBron James going to get through there? He got through it with some of the worst teams I've ever seen. He's gotten through the East with. Now you have all of these good teams in the East. The Celtics, Philadelphia, Wizards, Raptors, maybe the Bucks. I keep saying maybe because I was pissed last year at the Bucks. I was dumbfounded at that team. But we're going to see. But if you ask me, I say either Philly or Celtics right now until somebody else gives me a reason to go against my original two picks.
Well, those are the two favorite picks there. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to go with my surprise team. Now, I don't want to – I'm going to try to sell you that this team can win these. It's the Indiana Pacers. Why not? They took a horrible Cleveland team because they were a horrible team. It was just LeBron James. And Kevin Love pretty much saved their season, too. That's the only thing I will agree with Skip Bayless on, is that Kevin Love saved the Cavaliers' season. They were not making the finals. Because Toronto's going to be dead. Not the Bucks. You can make a case. But this is why I picked the Pacers. They just got Tyreke Evans. They got Doug McDermott on their team. I don't know if you guys know that about Doug McDermott. I know you guys know about Tyreke Evans. But Oladipo, he's had an outstanding year. His first year, he's an all-star. Still got Thaddeus Young, got Bogdanović. You drafted Holiday. I think he's going to be huge. You have some good players. You know, Miles Turner, he's playing for a contract. This is where he needs to step up. I think he's going to play well and get his game going. I want to see TJ Leaf, more TJ Leaf. And if they do, I believe they are keeping Sabonis. I know he has a team option on his contract for next year. I'm assuming they're keeping Sabonis. I want Sabonis to do so much better. This is a young team, very good young team. Have very good coach, McMillan. He's been in a lot of playoff situations, a lot of winning situations, and could have won, but, you know, his team did very well to go against the best player in basketball against the horrible Cavaliers as a team, as a unit. But, you know, why not the Pacers? You know, no one's talking about them. And the same thing happened last year when we did the preseason picks. No one mentioned the Pacers, and I was the only one like, okay, Oladipo's back home. Why not? Why can't he ball out? It's a good young team, and they made playoffs. Went 7 games. Almost took Brown out. I know almost don't count. I know we got some smart-ass people that's listening in.
Well, just so you know, the Pacers is a pretty good team in the Eastern Conference, and I agree with it totally. I don't think they should be a sleeper with all that you just given us. That is a pretty scary team, another young, talented team that can make some noise. And with that being said, Devontae, Zach LaVine has left the Bulls. He is now in Sacktown.
I was wondering, too, and I did just see it, and they paid him. Now they have 48 hours to match. Now, I think they can do it because they have the money to do it.
They could do it, but the last thing I heard about the Bulls, I think the Bulls were maybe thinking about trying to get Jabari Parker. I haven't seen any moves that the Bulls were thinking about making or making. Keeping Zach LaVine would obviously be great. If they let him go to Sacramento, then they just let him. But, I'm curious to see what the Bulls are going to build or what direction they're going into next.
You know, I would love to see that. This is a young team. He's definitely going to – it will be interesting because De'Aaron Fox, too, being on a team, Buddy Hield, I mean, that probably makes me think, okay, they might get rid of Buddy Hield, but this would be a fun team to watch. You know, they win some more games. Sacramento fans are one of the greatest fans in all of sports history.
Well, they got my boy over there, Frank Mason. That's my boy.
Yeah, Frank Mason, Kansas, yeah. Shumpert's still there. You know, Zeebo still got another year last year. So, I mean, it'll be fun, you know, with the young talent they have. So, I would hope that happens. So we'll find out, you know, we'll be back here on Monday, you know, if he will be a part of the Sacramento Kings. But Chicago can really match that. You know, that they can. They have the money for it.
I know that they can, but will they? Like, I really don't know. You can't sit up here and tell me what direction the Chicago Bulls are going in right now. I mean, love Lauri Markkanen. Thought Zach LaVine was a good fit, especially after he came off an injury. He played very well. Really wasn't a fan of Bobby Portis, but I liked his game. You know, Denzel Valentine. Like, I really liked it, you know, some of the players on the Chicago Bulls, but I really can't just look at this team and see what they're building. Like, I don't know what direction they're going in. And yeah, maybe they could match it, or maybe they let them go. Maybe they're trying to save up as much money as they can to make a deep run or something like that. I'm really looking at their draft picks in the next couple of years to see where this team's going. Them talking about adding Jabari Parker didn't raise my eyebrows not one bit. I don't know. It's just certain players that I like on that team. I don't know what the organization is doing as a whole right now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what they're trying to do either. Because if they just let him walk, then it's like, okay, now what are they really going to do? They're just going to tank, you know, and just, you know, I don't know.
I can't see him letting him walk.
I mean, I got Wendell Carter.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, they got Chris Dunn. They can use Chris Dunn instead of LaVine. They got Valentine, put him in. I mean, they got some good young players. So, I mean, we'll see.
That's what I'm saying. I love the players. It's just the direction. Like, I don't see anything mapped out for this team. Like, letting a player walk that you traded for, like, it's kind of – maybe it's a big plan that we're not seeing, but I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, but I would love to see him in Sacramento. I mean, I'm already all into the West, you know, and it's no disrespect to the East. Like, when we talk about the East, you know, I like the Bucks. I think the Bucks
I'm still going to watch the East.
You can sell me. I'm scared of the Bucks. I'm really scared of the Bucks. I really am. I know I just told you guys.
Really, after all the trash we talked last year, all the trash you talked and I co-signed last year because I was so mad at Milwaukee. Now you're scared of the Bucks. You ready to fear the deer now? You gonna fear this?
Well, first
deer.
Off, they had Jason Kidd, they'd probably be in the that series. If that was the matchup, they would.
I still don't understand why you fired him in the first place.
I don't understand
that team, if you look at the team stats, the games they lost after Jason Kidd was fired, they barely made the playoffs. Barely.
I mean, they were going to make it. I mean, the Pistons just got hot at the end. They got healthy outside of Ivan Blake. But, I mean, when they fired
Devontae, they barely made the playoffs. They landed in the eighth spot.
Hey, remember, they fired Jason Kidd. They won four straight, and they won seven of the first eight, and they were winning. They had some good wins. They beat Toronto.
They should have been a much higher seed.
You know it. Hey, they went 21-16 without Jason Kidd. So, I mean, let's give Joe Prunty a little bit of respect. But
no.
They have Budenholzer now.
Should have kept Kidd.
And I like Budenholzer, and he has a very good team. This is a good team.
Oh, he's got the skyrocket.
See Jabari Parker, what they do with him, but he still got the same player.
Even though they didn't beat LeBron James and the Cavaliers, I love what he did with the Atlanta Hawks. Mike Budenholzer is a good coach, and hopefully
coach.
He can excel with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Eric Bledsoe, and the rest of these guys. Malcolm Brogdon, I'm so happy he's back and healthy. Oh, my God.
This is going to be a contract year for him. You know, they probably.
I don't know if they're keeping Jabari Parker or not, but hopefully he's back at 100%. He can dominate the way he should have been when he came back.
Yeah.
Deer to deer, man.
They're going to be good, man. Yeah. And they're going to have some money to spend after.
And while we're in the East, you know I got to talk about it. I got to talk about my Detroit Pistons. We're going to the playoffs, bro. If we don't get to the playoffs this year, I'm throwing my damn phone. We're going to the playoffs.
Maybe we should go. Let me be nice. We should go to the playoffs.
No, let me be nice. Speak the truth.
Well, I have to be nice. And I am speaking the truth. Because, I mean, this is going to be the only Detroit team we can cheer for the next year. Because they ain't going to be the Lions. Let y'all know that right now. Lions will not go to the playoffs.
We will talk about that another day. I'm not getting into it with you right now.
Hey, I'll just say it, man. I mean, I've gotten to a lot of arguments on that. I mean, we could even discuss it today if you want to. We could throw that in the mix. But I think the Pistons, they should go to the playoffs. I think it's easy. They easily should go. Because I think Toronto, you can knock them out because I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to probably fail, and they're going to get rid of one of those two superstars since they haven't already. And when I look at Cleveland's not going to go. If they have Kevin Love, they have a good chance. But if they trade Kevin Love,
they're not going to the playoffs?
If they trade Kevin Love, they're not. If the Cavs,
no,
if
the
Cavs keep
right
Kevin
now,
Love.
With Love, Sexton, bro, they're still a playoff team.
They can
they're not
the
winning
playoffs.
The East or anything. But
right.
They still
they can still
the playoffs.
But the only reason why they wouldn't make is Tyronn Lue. Like, now this is where we're going to find out. Can Tyronn Lue coach? And this is if he does stay as a coach. I'm about to leave these
things. Oh, here we go. He doesn't have the pressure of LeBron James on him anymore.
Yeah, now
it really
we're
LeBron
see.
Coaching or is it him coaching? But he has good players, man. You still have Rodney Hood. You still have Kevin Love. You just drafted Colin Sexton. They're going to re-sign him back because Dan Gilbert was gloating about him. Oh, LeBron leaves, I can get my team back. We're going to see keep Rodney Hood. They say they're going to keep Jeff Green, and now he's a wizard, so that was a lie. Jeff Green is gone. But they're still a playoff team. J.D. Osmond, J.R. Smith, still got Kevin Love. Really didn't care too much for Tristan Thompson's game, but what can I say? He's a hustler. And now you draft Sexton Collin, who I liked anyway. I said the Cavs should get him. It didn't keep LeBron there, but I'm happy that he's with the Cavaliers. So, hey, I think they're still a playoff team. I'm not saying that they're going to win the East. I'm not saying that they're going to be a high seed in the Eastern Conference. And if they is, I think you have none other than Tyronn Lue and the team that they built to thank for that.
Or if they're a top four seed – without LeBron James, I'm throwing everything I said about Tyronn Lue out the window. That's it. I would never disrespect that
it
man.
It also proves something, too. It also proves something, too, that this team can do that without LeBron James. Like, it proves a lot.
Yeah, but I think we're very good ahead of ourselves. I don't think they're going to be top four. I just don't see it. I would be so surprised. Because I think it's Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, Indiana, perhaps. Washington could be up there. Washington and Dwight Howard is good. They upgraded.
I'm going to give Boston number one seed. I'm going to give you early predictions. I'm going to give Boston number one seed again in the Eastern Conference.
I think
right
that's
behind me. Them, I'm going to say Philly, mm-hmm. Washington,
okay.
Once Indiana.
Again, Washington, top four.
I, bro, it's so hard not to put them in the top three. Like, don't.
And they always fail.
Indiana and Toronto. That's top five. If Cleveland cracks that top five, my top five of the East, I'm done.
Milwaukee is top five to me. Miami will probably stay the sixth seed, as like they were. And, I mean, if you look at a team.
I probably would put Milwaukee top five over the Raptors. I really can't. Man, yeah, change that.
I don't know. Milwaukee top five. I don't know
if
Toronto would be just that great of a team. They might be a sixth seed. It might still
be. Come on,
man.
These are your boys.
Toronto, that last season was their best chance.
Jurassic World,
that was
just
their
came
best
out.
Chance.
Don't run from these Raptors.
That was their best chance right there, and people, you should know that was their best chance. Like I know y'all was like, okay, these are the same old Raptors. They're playing LeBron James. Cavaliers was not that good. Everybody knows that. They're gonna tell
man,
me
you
one
do
minute,
realize
no.
that them boys got tweaked, right?
I know that. I know that, but
first two games on your home floor with the sixth guy watching.
Hey, I'm just the Raptors screwed up.
Hey.
That was their best chance. Toronto, I know it's Canadians listening in. Hey, Toronto, that was y'all chance right there. Now, the Toronto, y'all gonna turn up when the Maple Leafs, when it's time for hockey. Season because Maple Leafs is going to be big time improvement. They'll be in the playoffs. I'm letting y'all know that right now. Letting y'all know that right now. So, Toronto, y'all will be cheering for the Maple Leaves come April.
Only
come
Washington
April.
Team that I roll with from beginning to end, and they finally did what they were supposed to do.
Anything happen in hockey? Anything.
Don't give me that.
Anything can happen.
You hated the Capitals. I don't want to hear it. Shut your ass up.
Hey, I ain't think I'll get out the conference finals. I know they're gonna go.
Them Knights did nothing I've never seen before, bro. They did something I ain't never seen before. So shout out to them Knights.
Yeah, big time. We'll see what they do next year. Probably fail. But speaking of Washington,
you are evil.
Yeah, I know. The Nationals, they're just god awful right now. I don't know what's gotten into them. They've yet to score against Miami. Yesterday, they did come back. Yesterday's game, I was so close to picking them to win, but I didn't do it. I picked the under in the game and I lost. This game was at 26 runs. I let you know. Miami just went crazy. Started off, and then there's Trey Turner out of nowhere. Like, this was just a weird game to watch. I mean, it really was. And then Sean Doolittle, when he comes in, that's an automatic save. Washington's going to win if Sean Doolittle's coming in. But I don't know what's going on with the Nationals. Like, I was saying
that's
that this was going to be the team to go to the conference final. I said that was the team.
Still current.
And they're six games back. 6 games back from division lead. The Phillies are destroying everybody, it seems like. The Phillies are still playing some good baseball. They're beating your Pirates. The Pirates, they came into the season, okay, didn't look like they were going to be a good team anyway. But the way they started, it was just a great story. But now
very surprising for you.
They're going to probably be last in the division. Cincinnati's coming. They're rising up now. Cincinnati's starting to win games. But they're not going to win the division, Cincinnati. But back to the Nationals. They're 43-43. 6 games back. This is just not good. I don't know if it's this Dave Martinez guy that they got. Because this is his first time being a manager. You know, they got rid of Dusty Baker. I said they needed to get rid of Dusty Baker. But if they were going to get Martinez, then they needed to keep Dusty Baker until they got a better manager. Because this manager is not going to get it done. He's just not. This team can't hit. Bryce Harper is god-awful. I told you guys about Bryce Harper. How bad he's been this year. I don't want that with the Yankees. I don't want it. If he's going to bat this poorly, I don't want it. And he's still the best offensive player on the team, and he's batting horribly. Not Juan Soto. I know Troy, he's gotten a look at Juan Soto. He's a stud. So they can be like, okay, Bryce Harper will go somewhere else. Hey, we got the kid who can hit for average, hit for power. He's showing that this year. So, I mean, hey, they should feel good about this. And, you know, Trey Turner, I'm glad that he's getting his offense going.
I was in my feelings about the match with Devontae. Juan Soto is my boy. I can't defend Harper anymore. I was in my feelings about the Nationals for the simple fact I was happy. I said the Capitals just won the Cup. See what the Wizards do next year. Let's see what these Nationals are going to do, what Devontae likes to talk about, his team, what they're going to do. I told you I didn't believe in the Nationals, but I looked at them for two reasons. One, because of Harper, and two, because I just wanted to see what you were talking about. Man, I can't get behind these boys. That place is still cursed.
And it's crazy because when you look at the pitching, you know, you have Max Scherzer, who was just a god, and he has five losses. Five losses. And his ERA is 2.16.
A two-eyed demon.
2.16 ERA, and he has five losses. That means your offense didn't step up. And then when his last start, I had to watch that game. It was Ricky P versus Max Scherzer. It was a Monday, I believe. I had to watch it. It was such a great game to watch. I thought the Nationals would win, and they should have won, but it was just great defense from Boston. Boston swept them off the floor. It was just great. You'll see him against Wei Yin Chen tomorrow. I'll get to the matchups later on. I'd love to do my sexy matchups over the weekend in baseball. But anyways, I'm hoping that this team can do something, but I've been telling people about the Braves all season long that this ain't going to be easy. But I didn't see the Phillies. I'm going to tell you this. I didn't see this team playing the way they're playing. And they're not even a team that you got. It's not one player on this team that's batting over 300. There's not. But, I mean, they're playing baseball. I mean, they're taking advantage of whatever situation they have. And then their pitching is so solid. Like, Jake Arrieta, yeah, he may be 5-6, but I'll take his ERA. I still want him to get his strikeouts going. But you look at that, they're missing Velasquez. He is out, but they're missing him. And Nick Pivetta's been very good. And I'll even say Zach Eflin has been pretty good. Now, Aaron Nola is a stud. He's the stud pitcher they have. Everybody else, the bullpen is pitching phenomenally. Hector Neris, though, he is a very good closer. They're missing Ramos on the 10-day. They're missing Garcia. They're missing some guys out the bullpen. But I'm telling you, they're just playing baseball. Fundamentals. I talk about fundamentals all the time. They got a new manager, and he's making them believe. He's a young guy, 42 years old. He's just young. He's just giving them hope, and they love what he's selling. So, like I said, the Philadelphia, this has just been just great for the city of Philadelphia. The Eagles winning it all. The 76ers making the playoffs, giving the fans hope. You have the Flyers, and you have the Phillies. And the Phillies are 47-37. The fans will be happy with whatever happens. And the National League is just so wide open to me as well. It is. Milwaukee's the best team in the National League, Troy. Milwaukee's the best team. I don't think anybody would guess that right now. And they could probably lose the division. But I think the Cubs, I'm telling you, the Cubs are going around with this National League because of how bad this National League is. It might just be the Cubs and Dodgers. Now, I'm sorry, Atlanta. I love the Braves. The best farm system in all of baseball. I love the Braves. Y'all got something special, though. Very special team in Atlanta. I watched them. I didn't watch them yesterday. They did lose. But I watched them earlier this week. I played my Yankees. That was amazing extra inning game they went through. Very good game. It was just a great matchup. I wanted to see it. I mean, Troy, I'm telling you, man. Have you paid attention to the Braves?
Watching the Braves. Dude, I've been watching the Braves ever since that one day I was turning up for your Nationals against your Yankees. That's so crazy to say. But, yeah, ever since I seen that game, I said, okay, maybe the Nationals does have something here. I watched Juan Soto hit those two home runs. I said, Sadly, I've been watching the Nationals as well. But, yeah, I've been watching the Braves. You know, my pops like the Braves, you know, native Atlanta all day. I'm curious. I said I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to wait to see how far this team actually goes. Like I said, those Phillies have been hot. Your Braves have been turning up. I've been watching. And, of course, a hometown kid. I'm going to watch my Tigers no matter how good, how bad, or how worse we've been playing. But, hey. But I've been watching the Braves. I'm pissed up. I've been watching the Nationals, though.
You see, now the Braves are 49-37. They're playing the best team in the National League in Milwaukee. They're already up one zip. For those that don't know, those that are listening in, ain't looking up no scores. And I got to get to the Tigers too, Troy, because last time we really had a big discussion about the Tigers, I told you. They're going to give you hope, and they're going to fail. 12 games now back from the Indians. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no doing nothing. No, I don't think it's possible. I mean, technically it is, but when you look at them, no, it's not. They should win today. They're going against Big Sexy, which is Bartolo Colon. It's a good matchup. They're up 2-1. See what the bullpen can do. I think the Tigers should win. They should win that game. They should be up bigger than this. Than the one-run lead they have. I'm just so happy James McCann got a home run today. I mean, he needed that. And James McCann is so pitiful. Let me tell you guys about the Tigers. I'm very happy to see Mikey Mantle back. I want him to raise that batting average up. He's only played 25 games. Speed 26. I believe he's playing today. I'm going to just assume. And he's not. So he still be at 25 games. So I love the young talent, a little bit of young talent. I think our Triple A team is doing pretty good this year. So I'm excited for that. Castellanos you can't get rid of Castellanos. Whatever you do, you get rid of anybody else but Castellanos. And maybe not Candelario either. I would get rid of Iglesias, but it's got to be the right deal. I would get rid of Fulmer. It's got to be the right deal.
I have cancer.
I have to sell. I really have to sell the team.
I'm not getting rid of Fulmer. We've lost too much already. I'm sick and tired of giving players up for peanuts. It's not happening.
I'm telling you, I would trade him to the Yankees. The Yankees have the second best farm system. Let's get some of their best players.
Of course, you would trade him to the Yankees.
I don't want to.
No, they're not
going to
get
it. I'm just saying, if Tiger's going to trade Fulmer, it has to be the Yankees. It has to be somebody with a good farm system. Because what you did with J.D. Martinez, that was pitiful. I'm not going to be upset. I'm going to be upset at. Let me see, the Justin Wilson trade, because you got Candelario. I think Candelario is a very good piece. And Justin Wilson has been awful for the Cubs. So, and he was great here. So, that kind of just did the reverse psychology on our theory of when you leave Detroit, you ball out. Justin Wilson is not balled out. It's been terrible. Terrible in this crowd.
Well, just, I know you got the notifications at the same time I did. Zach LaVine is not happy with the Bulls yet. Another discontented player. He's not happy with him. I think the Bulls will match.
No, you know, I'm very surprised that the Bulls didn't offer him anything. You know, first, I should say. Because I was so sure that the Bulls were going to sign him to a contract. You know, definitely be like, okay, huh, we want you. But we'll see. I mean, if the Bulls do... You know, master offered, and that means they want him, but they might want to just work with Chris Dunn. I think you You're in a win-win situation, whatever you do, because Chris Dunn is a special talent. You have very good young talent on this team. I think Chicago is just very good players on this team, very good young players. I think Denzel Valentine, this is where he's really going to come out and play hard. I really do. 949-270-5945. You know, we was talking baseball. The level of concern, what's your concern level for the Nationals? The National League outtake, anything on baseball. I just love to talk baseball. I really do. I've been tuning into a lot of baseball the past couple of weeks, especially the time off of here. But I'm definitely into what I'm going to be watching a lot of games tonight, even. You know, whatever games is on tonight, I'll definitely be watching. The Nationals tied it up. I'm in good shape right now. I have Nationals winning straight up. I have Phillies winning straight up. Toronto plus 1.5 against my Yankees. I just don't like Sonny Gray. That's my thing, Troy. I don't know what's going on with Sonny Gray. He had a brilliant start. I think last start, I should say. He had a good start, but he hasn't been the same. You know, it's just something with Sonny Gray I just don't like. And for the Blue Jays put up 5, Justin Smoke, I mean, the 3-run shot got number 12. Aaron Hicks is hitting the ball pretty well. And that was a guy I talked about on the Yankees side as far as the offense. It was funny, too. On MLB The Show, the Yankees traded Aaron Hicks to the Braves. They traded him to the Braves. And he's the everyday outfielder for the Braves. The Braves is not playing as good as they are right now, you know, in real life. But I just had to mention that. For those that's new, I love to talk simulations. I do it for every sports game. Simulations, I have to. Just for the fun. Just see what they do. If anything happens the same. But anyway. Let me get to these matchups here. I just got to go through your sexy matchups real quick before we continue to this free agency. I got to get to Kawhi Troy. I haven't forgot. I know you don't want to remind me on the Kawhi Leonard situation because you don't want to talk about it. Because you hate
it. I definitely was not about to remind you. I was hoping you did.
There's a very good matchup tonight, Colorado and Seattle. I think Colorado wins this match and beat King Felix. Like, you're Rockies, Troy. I'm telling you, they're so scary. This is a scary team. And I get scared as the season goes along. The 3.5 games out. And so is San Francisco. Like, that division's going to be tight. The NL West. I don't like the Diamondbacks. I'm sorry, Arizona. I'm sorry. The Diamondbacks are, I can't trust them. I can't. This team is, their offense is what, that's the offense is the problem. Like, Patrick Corbin is a beast. Zach Greinke's a beast. Robbie Ray's a beast. Their offense there just lacks. And they let Dodgers tie for the division. And Dodgers are going to beat the Angels tonight. So that's just my take. And, I mean, Arizona better get lucky if they beat San Diego tonight. Because for some reason, I think underdogs will take over tonight outside of the Angels. The Angels not going to beat the Dodgers. But I'm going to tell you this. Colorado's going to beat King Felix. And I think St. Louis get that win against San Francisco. John Gant will get the win. It'll be tight, though. It'll be tight. Put a gun in my face, a gun in my head. I'll just pick San Francisco because they're at home. But it's going to be tight. Tomorrow. There's a sexy matchup of the Yankees and the Blue Jays, Troy. Severino and Jay Happ.
I was going to watch it, but it's 7 hours, too.
It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock game. I wonder if they don't think they're going to have a Fox Sports 1. I think I don't even know what they have on there. Oakland and Cleveland tomorrow. Edwin Jackson, Corey Kluber's a sexy matchup as well. Let's see. Cole Hamels gets to start against the Tigers. I'm just saying that for the Detroit fans like us. I am a Detroit Tigers fan, but they suck. I have to be mean. Freeland against James Paxton is a good matchup. I want to see Colorado's offense against James Paxton. That's a sexy matchup. I would probably pull for Seattle to win that game. I would pick them to win. But that's must-see TV. Big Game James against the Houston Astros offense. Would be interesting. David Price pitching. Let's see if he does better. Like I said, Wei Yan Chen against Scherzer, Tyson Ross against Robbie Ray. And I think Arizona will win that matchup, Robbie Ray. Sunday, is there any matchup I want to see? Any pitching matchup? I just end up just watching baseball. That's not really a matchup I want to see at all on Sunday. Nothing that's appealing. I probably just watch Michael Farmer. Just stink it up. It's 3-7, by the way, Troy. 3-7. This Michael Farmer kid, man. And it's not even like he's not even bad. But he has that one inning where he just screwed a pooch. That one inning. Do well the first four innings, then fifth inning comes. Boom. Offense. 3 runs scored. I mean, come on, Farmer. That happened in the Cubs series. I was like, okay, I think that the Tigers can win at Farmer pitching. And then I told myself, I don't trust Farmer. Can't trust him. And look at it. Stinks it up. I'll talk more Tigers on Monday. I'll do that. Kawhi Leonard. I don't know what is going on. Like, this is getting too crazy, Troy. I mean, this is my boy, Troy. I don't even know what to think. Like, I don't know why he doesn't want to play with LeBron James. I think he will do what he wants to just be his own guy. I mean, you go to the Clippers, I mean, you got Lou Will. I mean, that's an attractive notion. Lou Will's there. You have Jerry West making moves. Good coaching Doc Rivers. Why not? Don't have DeAndre Jordan no more. He's with the Mavericks. I don't know what's up with that. They'd be fun to watch, still. Ain't no Steph. But anyway, if Kawhi decides, you know, be like, okay, trade me to the Clippers. Okay, Clippers, I think they can give up some players. I think the Spurs wouldn't mind taking some players off the Clippers' hands. I mean, what you think, Troy? Think about that for a minute.
Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers, whoopee. Go ahead, go to the Clippers. They just re-signed Avery Bradley. You lost DeAndre Jordan. Still got Tobias Harris. Pat Bev will be happy. Be my guest. Go to the Clippers. It ain't going to faze me, not once. Bye.
Yeah, man, don't they have Gortat over there?
Oh, my God. You're going to name a center that you just trashed for the whole playoff season?
I don't like Gortat, okay, but...
It's also funny how Dwight Howard plays him on every team he's been on besides Orlando. It's funny.
That's not funny, is it? But
it's ironic and it's funny.
I think this is a big time situation. If I'm him, go here, and if I'm the Spurs, I would probably want Tobias Harris. If I'm the Spurs, I'm like, okay, give me Tobias Harris. Let's see. I don't think they make a move for Patrick Beverley. Tobias Harris is definitely number one. I don't think they want Gallinari. I doubt they take Gortat. You know, you just got Gortat. The Clippers. They might take Boban back. They might be like, oh, Boban's over there. Why not get Boban? They give him a draft pick. They have draft picks. You know, why not? I think it'll be very interesting. Jerry West can come up with some plan where you're gonna have a Lou Will and a Kawhi Leonard. And if you find some way, you got Avery Bradley too. If you find some way to keep Tobias Harris, then you're in really good shape, Clippers. So really, be in the discussion in the West. Like the West is really gonna continue to be okay. The top 11 teams. And that might even be top 12 teams. really competing, because I think Phoenix will compete. I really am a believer the Phoenix Suns will compete for a playoff spot. And if they do, I think they can be an AC. I think they can. I really do believe that. Now, Arizona, I'm on your side on that. I'm on Diamondbacks. Phoenix got Aiden. You know, we'll see what you do with BK. It's Brandon Knight. It's got Tyson Chandler. You just got Trevor Ariza. You got a champion. You got two champions, Tyson Chandler and Trevor Ariza. You got that in your locker room. With all those young guys they got who can play ball. Devin Booker going to be looking for some max dollars. He's going to be the one to make that 100-something million after next season. Easy. I would pay him that much in a heartbeat. And this team is going to be very interesting, Troy. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you this right now. Phoenix is in good shape. Good shape back to the playoffs almost every year. Arizona, I'm really on your side on that one. We'll see what Arizona State do. But in Arizona, I'm telling you, Phoenix is your team. Don't rely on the Diamondbacks, Arizona. Don't do it. Kawhi Leonard to Clippers would be sexy, though, I think. I think I'd rather him be on the Clippers than on the Lakers. I think I would. I would love to see LeBron versus Kawhi. I would love to see that. Four times, wouldn't you love to see that? Wouldn't you love to see Kawhi Leonard go against Golden State four times as well?
Shut up.
So is this him as a Clipper or as a Lakers?
I would take Kawhi to be
A Clipper or a Laker?
The Clipper. Because you look at that division. Golden State, Lakers, Clippers, Phoenix, and Sacramento. It'd be fun division watch. Maybe not as far as Sacramento, but the other four teams, it'd be fun to watch. They could play each other four times a year. You're going to see LeBron versus Golden State four times a year. Not including playoffs. If Kawhi Leonard goes to the Clippers, you're going to see Kawhi versus LeBron four times a year. Kawhi versus Golden State four times a year. And just that young Phoenix team. Playing all three of those teams, you're going to get them 12 games. It'll be very fun. That's a fun division. Right there, Troy. You should want Kawhi to go to the Clippers.
I'm surprised that you're not lobbying for him to go to your Lakers.
I'm not. I don't need him. I don't need Kawhi. What am I gonna do with Kawhi Leonard? What am I gonna do with Kawhi Leonard on my team? And now that he says he wants to go, what am I really gonna do? Gonna just send out more drama. Maybe we got LeBron James. That's drama enough. No offense, Troy.
You said what?
I said no offense, Troy. LeBron is drama enough. I don't need Kawhi Leonard drama. LeBron and then the boss. That's enough drama. That's way more than enough drama.
don't ever say that again. That nigga said it's LeBron and then it's the boss.
Hey. I'm just saying. And then let me get to Tony Parker, Troy. Tony Parker to the Hornets. Why wouldn't he just retire?
I don't understand that. Kemba Walker must be leaving or something. I don't know.
So what's that going to win anyway? Charlotte ain't making the playoffs no matter what happens.
They about to do it now.
I mean, that's a disaster. Charlotte, I feel bad for you, North Carolina. I feel so bad for you. I mean, just get ready to cheer Cam Newton on. And if Cam Newton don't make the playoffs, okay. Cheer for Duke. Because Duke going to win it all. It's just, that's your basketball team, Duke. Not Charlotte. DeMarco Jordan, what the hell is you doing? Why would you even let us? Charlotte is just dead. I mean, North Carolina, where are you? I mean, hey, North Carolina, if you want to come in here on Monday and talk about this, I want to hear, how do y'all feel about this? I mean, I'm going to set out something. I want to talk to the whole state of North Carolina. I think this weekend. I think I want to just find out. I live in North Carolina. I mean, I know my family's from North Carolina. I want to hear what my cousins got to say about this. Because I didn't even put on Facebook about Tony Parker. I didn't care to put it on here. Ken, man. What was he thinking? He didn't need to do this. 2 years? You can't just stay in San Antonio and retire? You can't just retire? Troy. I don't understand. I got to talk to Tony Parker.
You talking about what Tony Parker doing? Like, what was the Hornets thinking? Like, I don't understand any of this at all.
Man, you're just on the Spurs team. You've been in the playoffs every year. Every year. That 4 championships. Now you're going to go to Charlotte and finally miss playoffs. I mean, unless, hey, Tony Parker, if you just working out and you just injury free and you putting up 25 a game and you're a Tony Parker 10 years ago, then okay, you shut me up. I mean, Tony Parker, if you do this, you average 25, y'all tell Tony Parker, I'll buy him whatever you want. I'll put everything I got and give him whatever you want if you put up 25 and take Charlotte to the playoffs. Anything he wants. Even if it takes me 5 years to get it, I would get it. Cause he ain't leaving the face of the earth. No time soon. So, I mean, hey, TP, that's your challenge. 25 and take them to the playoffs. I don't want no great starts. I don't want no, okay, they start off 25 and 15 the first 40 games, and oh, they might just go ahead and do it. We're after the middle of April. Y'all in the playoffs. I need to see this. I don't want nobody to tease me. Come January.
I don't think Charlotte's doing it.
I don't think so either, but hey, I don't even know if I can tell North Carolina to dream. Duke is y'all basketball team, North Carolina. That's y'all squad. Because they're going to win it all. And it might be easy. It might be too easy. But we'll see. We got to let the season play out. But I'm just going to assume that Duke wins it all. There's just no way. No way they don't. But I get to that when October, November hits for college basketball. But that's where I stand in that. Troy, I literally just wanted to stay in the middle of the street when I was driving.
Nope, I just flipped over and went back to sleep, threw my phone on the charger.
I'm so lost for words, man. But whatever. I'm going to sit and enjoy some baseball tonight.
If your favorite player does end up with the Clippers, what chances do you give the Clippers in the West?
Well, I think they would be ahead of Houston. I think Houston falls yet again. Be honest.
Jesus Christ, Devontae, you're serious.
I'm very serious. Like, Kawhi Leonard is that big of a deal of a player, and you got a little will on the team.
He played 9 games.
Yeah, he played 9 games last year. He's going to play a full, maybe not 82, but he's going to play way more than 9 games. He's going to play at least 74, I would say. At least 74. He's not even injured. He's not. So if he goes to the Clippers, Clippers make a trade over the weekend, and then Monday I come in here, okay, he's going to be ready to go.
And before you hang up this phone, you got to tell me why no other star wants to play with LeBron James.
Well, you know, honestly, I just don't think they want to be – like, Kawhi wants to be the guy. And, you know, the thing is, I don't know if he should be the guy, even if he stays in San Antonio, but right now it's Marcus Aldridge's number one option. He had a very good year. Why not? Marcus Aldridge's number one option. They probably had DeJounte Murray. And, you know, going to the Clippers, he will be the number one guy. I know Lou Will is – Lou Will? Lou Will's not going to be number one. He'll be number two. And do you – I'm telling you, if he does go to the Clippers, do you understand the perimeter defense on this team? Patrick Beverley, Avery Bradley, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, how can Golden State – Golden State odds will drop a little bit. It will drop a little bit. It ain't going to increase if Kawhi goes there. Because, first of all, Patrick Beverley's guarding Steph Curry. Avery Bradley's guarding Klay Thompson. Kawhi Leonard's guarding Kevin Durant. I know that he has that wingspan, but let me tell you this. Kawhi Leonard's the only guy that can really guard LeBron James. People have forgot about that. People forgot that Kawhi Leonard can guard LeBron James. That's the only player that I do believe can guard LeBron James and give him hell. And he's going to see him four times a year where he sees him twice. And he has history against LeBron James in two straight finals. So, you better hope he don't go to the Clippers. Because, hey, he's going to mess things up for the Lakers. He's going to mess things up for Golden State. Kawhi Leonard is that deal. And people have forgotten.
I ain't got to hope he don't go nowhere. I just told you I don't give a damn. Either he joins LeBron in L.A. or he goes to the Clippers. Or he gets shipped off to wherever the Spurs decide to send him.
People want to laugh at Kawhi Leonard for wanting to go to the Clippers. But guess what? They were 42-40 last year. Remember that?
Who's laughing at going to the Clippers?
Oh, I've seen a lot of laughs today.
Why? Because that's probably here. You're probably hearing laughs because those are fans that want to see Kawhi Leonard either play with LeBron or come to the Philadelphia 76ers. You're hearing laughs from people who want Kawhi Leonard, not because they don't think it's going to work or the Clippers are such a horrible team.
I hope the Clippers make a deal. Make a deal right now. Make a deal over the weekend. I want to be here Monday. Talk this new deal. Please, something. Where he's going to be, oh, with the Clippers up, going to get an extension sometime middle of the season, January-ish, December, January-ish. Oh, I want him to go to Clippers. I mean, league pass, I'm definitely all on league pass. I'm telling you. All on it. Anything else you got to ask me, Troy? Because, I mean, I guess our listeners don't want to join a conversation today.
All right. Who's the next free agent domino to fall? Carmelo Anthony, Kawhi Leonard, or do we see some type of big-time trade that either makes somebody a contender or puts a contender over the top?
Well, I think it'd be Melo because that's hot. I think that deal gets done sometime over the weekend. And I think it's Houston. I think Houston would be the team. I think that's the best thing for Houston to do. If Houston can do this, then maybe we can talk Houston being the third best team in the West. Because I don't think they are. Without Melo, they're not. They don't have a reason. They don't have Mbamute, even if they had Mbamute, I don't think so. And they don't have Clint Capella yet. If they are
Clint Capella to the Lakers, what grade would you give that?
I'll give it an A. Easy A. Because they have a big man that's going to start. Like, JaVale McGee is not a starter. I mean, you can put him in the starting lineup. I'm not saying that you can't, but...
Who is the starting center for LA? It's not Lopez.
Right, well, right now it's JaVale McGee. Lopez is a free agent.
Oh, no.
They only got him for 1 year.
Yeah, I would definitely love them to get Clint Capella then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be great. I think so. You know, I think either Lakers making a move to get Capella or even the Rockets doing two things, getting Capella and Melo. I mean, it'd be crazy because I don't think they'd be able to do that with Chris Paul. But, you know, whatever. Anything is possible, I guess. Melo probably ain't going to make that much money anyway. But we'll see. It'll be a very interesting weekend to watch this stuff. So just be on the lookout for it. And I know. I think
Melo, would you rather see him with Houston, Lakers, Denver, or somewhere else?
I really want to see him in Houston. I think he's going to go to Denver, but I want to see him in Houston. I want to see Chris Paul, James Harden, Melo. I think that's a very big-time attraction. You need a big three to have a shot to win. I think the big threes is very, very good for the league. So I would love to see that for their sake. But Denver, I want to see him go back to Denver. You know, team that drafted him. You got this young team who already wins 40-plus games a year, and they missed the playoffs yet again. And people talk about conferences. The only thing about taking away the conferences, Troy, because this was a discussion yesterday, and I was talking about the only reason why I would do it is because of the records, because of Denver not making the playoffs, and it was 46-36 last year. So that's the only way. But what is – I'm still trying to figure out what that's going to prove, because if the one played a 16, you're going to see Houston and Washington in the first round. I mean, who wants to see that, honestly? You're still going to get the 1-8. It's basically the 1-8 matchup in the West. It has not been a good 1-8 matchup in the West, I don't think, since Memphis and San Antonio. And I could be wrong. I could be dead wrong. But if you don't see good 1-8 matchups anyway, Golden State has taken over the West. Golden State has taken over the West. They've gotten out of, matchups. So if Golden State, if the conferences were away, there would have been a 3 seed. And they would play the 14, which would have been Minnesota. I believe it would have been. No, it would have been Miami. That's a sweep. Come on now. Stay West, stay East. The only reason why I would do it, because I want to see Denver in the playoffs. I really did. And it came down to Denver and Minnesota playing each other, and loser goes home after a hard-fought season. But I got to keep the East and the West. They took the divisions away because they said divisions don't matter. I thought it did, because the winners of those divisions go ahead and win it all. I mean, you know, win the division, you have a top four spot. It was just that simple. You know, they have that spot, and now that changed. So, you know, that was an issue to me. I think they should bring divisions back, because, I mean, still at the same time, you're playing those teams that are in the division. I mean, they're still divisions, but it doesn't even matter if you're leading the division. It doesn't matter. You're just playing those teams in division four times. But it should mean something. I think it should. But whatever. Got banners for it. So, whatever. I could be wrong. Anything else you got to say, Joy?
Nothing.
By the way, shout out to Mookie Betts. Just hit his 100th career home run. That was a leadoff home run, so he is just tremendous. I think I might watch that game. I don't know. I think it's a blowout. So, okay. You guys have a good weekend. Troy, have a good weekend as well. I'll be here Monday. Unless Troy gets off early, as he's been getting off early, I believe, lately. Hopefully, then he'll be on, but if not, you will hear my annoying voice for about an hour and a half, maybe, depending on everything else. I think I'll try to do an hour and a half. So I got a lot of Tigers to get to, a lot of baseball. We'll see what happens over the weekend, so guys have a good one.